Casey, hello.
G'day, how are you going?
I'm going very well. So calling for more young people to get involved in councils, local government. When's the local government elections coming up? It's October, isn't it?
Yeah, September, October. So I think the voting period's in October.
Right. So what's the cutoff for people to nominate for council?
Oh, you've caught me on that one. I know it's in September.
Right.
I think it's mid-September, but I don't know the exact dates.
All right. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 32.
Okay, that's pretty young to be a councillor. How long have you been on Central Coast Council?
Yeah, so I got elected in the last election, which was 2018, when I was 28 at the time. So.
And what inspired you to do it?
Look, I just thought it's a great way to get directly involved with all the community. There was opportunity. I knew there was a few councillors that were leaving, and I thought, you know, now's the time to step up. And gee, it's been a great process since then of you know, really getting super involved in all the community aspects all at once.
So you're running for deputy mayor this year, aren't you?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. That's right.
Can I ask what you do for a living during, you know, normal working hours?
Yeah, no, I work in Penguin at Penguin Composites. So I run the Islander Camper division up there.
Okay. You got your normal job. How much extra time do councillors have to dedicate to the cause, roughly?
Have to. It's as much as you want to do. We on the Central Coast, we do a weekly meeting, either a workshop or a meeting every Monday night. So that one's pretty much a blocked out block. But then after that, you try to get to as many things as you can. So I'd say roughly it'd be 8 to 10 hours a week, maybe.
Okay.
That plus fielding phone calls and having conversations with people, and you're constantly, you know, on the game trying to you know, recognise what local issues are going to be coming up so that you can get a community feel.
Yeah. Local Government Association training days. So, you know, for people who may be elected for council for the first time, whether it be Central Coast or anywhere else, there is proper training available, right?
Yeah, yeah. After every election, LGAT do a proper induction day as well, where they invite all new councils down to have a good chat and yarn about what the requirements of local government is. Central Coast was quite, as I said in the report, quite inviting and open with that as well. They were very inclusive and let me know, you know, the ins and outs of how local government works. So, yeah, no, I'd be quite confident with their ability to you know, let people know what's going up. And I know that they have some pre-election candidate days coming up soon too.
Right. Now, got some stats here from LGAT. So 56% of councillors across the state are over 55.
I saw that stat as well in the report. You know, going to those training days, you can certainly see that across the room. That I remember having my, no offence to the other councillors, but my first Christmas dinner with the councillors, and I almost felt like, oh, where's the table with the pencils and crayons for myself? So, but they're an absolutely great bunch as well. So,
and what about women in council?
Yeah.
How are those stats?
Yeah, look, I don't know the numbers offhand. Certainly lower. It's funny though because you know my main exposure to other councillors is through the LGAT training days.
Yeah.
And they're so well attended by females that I wouldn't know that there was a gender disparity. But obviously that shows that they pay a lot more attention to what's going on and want to learn a lot more too. So I think yeah, there's certainly room for growth in that area.
And I would reckon if you're on council, it gives you the opportunity not only to help and serve your community, so you get personal satisfaction with that. But also it provides opportunities through networking and social engagements with business, for example, that could help, you know, your normal day-to-day job.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, there's plenty of opportunities. You sit there and you develop relationships, you know, both, and that works both ways as well. Through your business, you develop relationships and you realise how you can help them from a council's perspective as well.
Yeah, all right. Well, I think it's good that young councillors like yourself are coming out encouraging others to do so. Would be quite easy for you to sit there and go, I'm happy to be the youngest forever, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what I put a Facebook post up recently, and you know, in that I said I don't want to be a gatekeeper.
Yeah.
You know, I think the more people we've got, you know, who are interested in that is what's better for our community. If people get the choice to vote for someone that is like them, then, you know, that gives them the opportunity to feel like they're represented. And that's more important than trying to make sure I keep my seat.
Yeah, and also an opportunity for people with diverse backgrounds. You know, maybe people have come to Tasmania from overseas or from the mainland. By the way, do you know the rule if you move to Tasmania, and you want to nominate for council, do you have to have been here for a certain amount of time? Do you know if that's...
I don't think there's a requirement for that. As far as I'm aware, the main requirements are that you are on the elector's roll in the municipality.
Yeah.
But I think there are some other requirements. But offhand, I don't know them. But they are all... the TEC has a good handbook that's just recently come out that's got all the information in that for new candidates who are looking to apply, and that has all the information in it.
All right, mate. Good for you. Thanks for having a yarn.
No worries at all. Thank you.